Have your Bibles tonight. Will you turn with me to Psalms 25? Psalms 25. Starting with verse 1, I'm probably going to read down to verse probably 18. He said, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Shew me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, the tender mercy and the loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgression, according to thy mercy. Remember me for thy goodness' sakes, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquities, for it is great. What man is he that feareth thee, Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will shew them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn then to me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my afflictions and my pain, and forgive all my sins." And I want to take my message from 25:1. He said, "Unto the Lord, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." I want to preach a title tonight, "Just Give It Up." Brother, will you pray over the message for me, Brother Cole?
Heavenly Father, God, we pray. Yes, Lord, I pray, God, we make the place on the Lord, God, and Father. Lord, I pray, leave this famous Father, come on, God, and I, God, as they will Lord, that's the Lord, we can have your ears, Lord, that you pray, and figure out our heart, understand, God, that the Word of God says, pray, Lord, just speak the Word of God, so that God, we need to live every from the strength, God, help him with anointing to bring forth the message. Bless us. God, if you just speak, stop.
Just give it up. This means we should bring him our trials, troubles, our worries. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." God cares for the afflictions of every one of his children. All our fears, anxieties, and concerns must be given to God. Just give it up and let God have full control. That's what he wants tonight. He wants full control of each and every situation that you face in this life. He wants you to give it up to him. It might be some worry tonight. It could be some kind of financial need. It might be some kind of physical need. But we just need to give it up. And we need to let God have control. He's in control of the situation. Just give it up. Just give it up. I'm going to go back to the book of Psalms 5. If y'all want to turn with me, you don't have to. 5. Give ear. It says, "Give ear to my word, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For in thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." Just give it up tonight. Give him all them trials. Give him all that persecution you're going through. Give it to him tonight. It's not worth carrying around on your shoulders. I tell you, I felt it in here the other night. We just need to give it up. We just need to give it to God. I'm telling you, all of that's too big for you to me, Psalms 46. Psalms 46. He says, God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in trouble. Therefore, when night we fear, through the earth be removed, and through the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, through the waters thereof, and be troubled through the mountains' sakes, with the swellings thereof. There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. That's what I want to do. I want to get into that secret place. I want to get in that dwelling place of the Most High. But what keeps me there? Trials and cares of this life. That's what keeps me from the victory. Just give it up tonight. If you're going through a hard place, if you feel like you're between a hard place and a rock, just give it up tonight. I tell you, on the true foundation, you got what's going to help you tonight. If you just give it to Him, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not in thy own understanding, all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He's going to direct thy path. Just give it up. Just give it to Him. Just give it to Him. I want to be like old brother Job. If he slay me, yet I trust in the night, brother. I give it to Him. I'm telling you, there's so much sickness. There seems to be in my own family, brother. But I'm just giving it to Him. He's in control of the situation. He's in control. He's in control. I'm telling you no more. And it was the way it was for Lazarus. You know, there's some things that comes upon the person that for the glory of God to be shown thereby. He can heal. He can save. He can set free from bondage. Just give it up. Just give it up.
Oh, yes.
We need to give it up tonight. We need to give it to Him. It's not worth us holding on to. Brother, there's so many things in the past 5 months or so I've been letting get me down, but I come to that place where I just gave it up. I gave it to Him. It's time to get a secret place. It's time to dwell in His tabernacle. It's time to enter into the Holy of Holies. It's time to give it up. Give it up. Brother, that's what I want to do. Each and every time I go into that secret closet and I shut that door, I'm just giving Him a little more. I'm just casting my care upon Him, for He cared for me. That's giving it up. That's giving it up. I tell you, that's one thing that keeps a child of God from the victory. He carries things. He carries things. He said, oh, I want to see this one saved. I want to see this one right here delivered. I want to see this one here in church. But I'm telling you, when you come to that place, when you build you an altar, and you just start giving it up, just start playing them on the altar, you'll see things start to happen. Just give it up tonight. Just give it all to Him. He desires all of you. He don't want part of you tonight. He wants 100% of you. He ain't no settle for second best. It's so many times we want to give Him second best, but He ain't no settle for second best. He wants to be first. He's Lord of my life. He's the King of my life. And I love Him. And I just want to give it up to Him. I just want to give it up to Him, brother. I'm telling you tonight, when you start casting all them weights and all that sin that so easily besets you, when you start casting it off, I'm telling you, that's when you start giving it up to Him. I'm telling you tonight, one thing that keeps people from being rapture ready is weight. That's why you ain't gonna break the law of gravity. You got the weight of sin in your life. It's time to give it up and let God have control. He wants full control tonight.
That's right.
I tried it old Frankie's way, and it don't work, brother. It don't work my way. The Word of God is not going to line up to me. I got to line up to it. And I got to give it up. Every what the Lord says, give up for me. I got to lay it down. I got to lay it down and give it to Him. You know, that's what the Word of God teaches us. Anything we give up for God, we don't want to take it to us again. If we build again the things we destroyed, we make ourselves a transgressor. I'm telling you, I'm going all the way. And just giving it up to Him tonight. Giving it up to Him. So many times, people don't want to give it up. They don't want to give God full control. They just want to hold just a little bit of that heart. Just a little bit of it. Say, well, I give Him all of this, but I'm just going to keep this. I'm just going to keep this little bit. But I'm telling you, you got to give Him that too. You got to give Him that too. I'm telling you so many times, the old enemy tries to work in your mind. Well, you don't have to give up this to draw nigh to God. You don't have to give up this and that. But I'm telling you, each and everything that the Lord speaks to you tonight, you just give it to Him. Give it to Him. Because it's going to be a blessing at the end of the way if we just give it up. Just give it up. Just bear with me. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her in the right early. The heathen rage and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Shalom. We need to give it up. He's our refuge. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but we need to give it to Him. He's our refuge. He's our present help in a time of trouble. He cares for the little things. He cares for the big things. Just give it to Him tonight. Just give it up. He says in verse 9, He said, I make His war to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. He said, in 10, be still and know that I'm God. He said, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Why don't we run to Him? Why so many times? I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight. Why so many times we try to handle something on our own? Sometimes we let things get in our way. We try to handle things and we fail. And we fail miserable. But we need to give it to God. We need to give it to Him tonight. There's so many times I've tried things and failed. But there's one thing I keep trying. My brother used to say, I'd rather try and fail and not try and go to hell. That's one thing I keep doing. I keep trying. That Bible says a righteous man shall fall 7 times, but he will get back up. We need to take and draw nigh to God tonight. We need to give it up to Him.
Yes.
We need to give it up to Him. We need to give it to Him. I tell you, when I got it on in my closet, I said, Lord, if there's anything there that I need to give to You before this revival, I just want to give it up. I want a clear slate. I want a clean channel between me and glory. I want a clean channel, brother. I want to be one that can show some humility. I want to be one that can show some meekness. I want to be one, if I had to, if it comes to that place in revival or for revival, where I can wash your feet. Why? Because I done gave up everything that's in this old heart. I done broke up the fallow ground. I done broke up the hard ground of the heart. I done broke it up. It's conditioned. It's conditioned by love tonight. And I thank God I just gave it up. I give it to Him. Let Him have full control. Let Him have full control. I stepped in this way 10 years ago. I said back then, I'm in for the long haul. Brother, I'm still in for the long haul. I'm still in for the long haul. They don't make a road big enough to turn around in. They don't make one wide enough for me to turn around in. I got my mind made up. I got my heart made up. My eyes is on Jesus. And I'm going through. Why? Because I done gave it up to Him. I done gave Him all of me. All of me tonight. Just bear with me. Psalms 37:5 said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. I want to flip on over to Psalms 55. Psalms 55, starting with verse 16. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He had delivered my soul from peace from the battle that was against me, for there was many with me. I gave it up, I'm telling you, and he delivered my soul. He gave me peace deep within when I gave it all to him. He gave me a deep down subtle peace. I got peace like a river. I'm telling you, enemy may rage, winds may blow, storms may come, but I still got that peace. I still got that love. I still got that joy. Why is that, preacher? Because the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I still got it. I know he can keep everything that I gave him. He can keep me to the end. He can keep me. He's a keeper. When we give thanks to him, when we give thanks to him, just give it up. Just give it up. Brother, I can think right here a few things that I had to give him. I had to give him a temper, brother. One more temper. I had to just give it up. I said, I can't go on like this. I can't have a temper like this. I want to give it to him. I don't know who I'm preaching to. I don't know who I'm talking to. But we need to give it up.
Amen.
We need to give it up. I tell you, that's what conditions you and makes you a candidate for the sweet Holy Ghost. That's what sanctifies you. When you start parting from everything in this world, when you start laying all that stuff aside, when you start giving it up, you give up this for God, you give up that for God. Before you know it, you done gave up your part, and he sanctifies you holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, which makes you a candidate for the sweet Holy Ghost. But you got to give it up tonight. You got to give it all to him. You got to give it all to him. You know, I was thinking the other day, I told Tracy, I was brought up to her, I said, Tracy, I can remember the message that was preached when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She said, again? I said, yeah, again. I said, Brother Speed was preaching, run that you may attain. I'm telling you, I've set out to run that I may attain the prize. And I'm still running this race. I'm not no follow by the wayside. I'm going to stop at all the water stations. And I'm going to get me a fresh cool drink. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep on this road to holiness. It's going to lead me home one day. If I just keep looking to him.
Yes, come on.
Just bear with me. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Oh, he's not no suffering to move. What we give to him, and we need to give it to him. But thou, God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. I tell you, I'm going to trust in the Lord. As me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't care what comes my way. I don't care what storms may blow, what may come my way, Brother Jeff. I believe I got my roots deep enough where I can stand, where I can stand a little bit. I'm telling you, by His grace, I'll go on right at the night because I done gave Him my whole heart. I'm not kept back nothing from Him. I said, Lord, You know of my heart. You know my thoughts are far off. Try me. Try me, Lord. And know my heart. Oh, try my thoughts tonight. Oh, just help me tonight. Oh, just help me tonight. I just want to give it all to You. All to You. Brother, I never did get nowhere in the Lord just trying to give Him just a little bit here and a little bit there. He wants all. He wants all. And I want to be one that can pray just like I brought up, Brother Go, at morning time, noon time, and night time. Have a meditation upon the Lord. Meditate on Him. I'm telling you, that's where it's at. If we just get that meditation going, we can stand. I'm going to go over here to the New Testament a minute. I decided to read it all. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. What are we doing when we're praying? We're giving it up to Him. Asking it to Him. That's exactly what we're doing. I'm going to go ahead and read the whole thing. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continually come and she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, but try they not to him? I'm telling you, just give it up to him. Just take and build your place to pray. I'm telling you, that's what's going to make all the difference in the world. When we got that place to pray, when we can get along with God, and just start giving it up. And just start giving it up. It's nothing like getting by yourself. Say, it's me again, Lord. I just want to give it up to you. You know what's there. You know what situation's there. I just want to give it to you tonight.
I want to read a note if I can get the sweat out of my eyes. Be not always to pray. Jesus was concerned that his followers pray continually in order to accomplish the will of God for their lives. From this parable of persistent widow, we learn several things. We must persevere in prayer with regard to all matters until Jesus returns. What's that doing? That's giving it to Him. Until Jesus returns. This life we have an adversary, Satan. Prayer can protect us from the evil one, and our prayers which should cry out against sin and for justice. Persistent prayer is counted as faith. In the final day before Christ's return, there will be an increase of opposition to the prayers of the faithful because of Satan and the pleasures of the world. Many will cease persevering and persevering in faith and prayer. I'm telling you, I don't want the world to choke out my prayer time, brother. I'm telling you, so many times that's what we do. We let the things of the world stand in our way. I want to be one that can give Him the first fruits. Just give it up to Him. I want to roll over and say, Lord, this is another day You set upon me. I want to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm telling you, some of us may work, you know, long hours, but still, we can get in our car and when we're going down the radio, we can turn on that radio and we can have our time right there in the automobile. I'm telling you right here tonight, the Holy Ghost can drive an automobile. He can drive it and you never swerve off the road. I'm telling you tonight, as long as we got a relationship with Him, as long as we got a place where we can give it to Him, I'm telling you, when we stop giving thanks to Him, we get loaded down with cares of life. We get loaded down with troubles and turmoil. We need to give it up. We need to let Him have full control.
Back again. To hold on. The Psalms 86. I don't think I've been there. 4 through 7. Rejoice the soul of thy servant. For thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. We need to be calling on Him when we got troubles. I don't care if it's little troubles or big troubles. We need to be calling upon Him. He cares for every point of your life. Every point. He cares for you, His child. He cares for every point. You out wearing when you take the little things. We need to take it all to God in prayer. We need to take it to Him, brother. Going on over. Psalms 142, 1 through 7. Said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord. With the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I shewed before Him my trouble. Brother, that's what we gotta do. We gotta pour out to Him. There's so many times you try to carry things yourself, but you need to pour out. I preached that one time. We need to pour out. And we keep pouring out and pouring out. I'm telling you, that's when the Lord can start pouring in. That's when He can start pouring in. Just give it up. Just give it to God tonight. Let Him have full control. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path and the way wherein I walked. And thou probably laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. He said, I cried unto the Lord. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me. Deliver me tonight. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Just give it up to Him. I'm telling you tonight that you might be toting a cross. You might be toting a heavy one tonight. But I'm telling you, you need to lay aside every weight tonight and every sin. We need to lay it aside. We need to give it to Him. We need to give it to Him tonight. I'm going to say this. There's no temptation taking none of us here such as known as common to men. But the Lord, and I use my own word paraphrasing, He is faithful. He will make a way out of every temptation. He'll make a way out for you to be able to bear tonight. He'll make a way out. He'll make a way out. There's many times I had the enemy to speak with me on different things, try to come against my mind, but He never fails me. He says, son, just meditate on me. When He starts coming in, when the enemy starts coming in like a flood, you resist Him. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord's going to rise up that standard against Him. He's not going to be able to stand. I tell you, He can't cross a bloodline. You blood bought. You've been bought with a price tonight. That brother Jeff said, if he was to cross that bloodline tonight, he'd be a saved devil. He'd be a saved one. Just give it up to Him. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I know it's for somebody. I know it's for somebody. Just give it up. It's not worth carrying. It's not worth carrying. I'm telling you, all this trouble and all this turmoil down here, it's not worth carrying. I'm telling you, you need to just take them, like the song Jeff's daughter sing. The Lord needs to just pick you up and brush you off and set you on your way again. I'm telling you, so many times He picked this old boy up and He brushed me off and He set me on the way again. I'm on that right path. I'm on that straight path. Why tonight? Because I done gave it to Him. I done gave it to Him tonight. I'm looking for His return. I'm looking for the rapture of the church. Where I go by the way of the rapture or the way of the grave, I'm ready to go. If I wish to sleep the sleep of death tonight, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm going to be absent from this body and be present with the Lord. Why? Because I done gave it all up to Him. I done gave it all to Him. I think Brother Speed used to say, how do I know I'm going to heaven when I die? Because heaven done come down to me. He's done come down to me, brother. He's done come down to me. That's how I know I'm going to heaven when I die. Because I done made everything right. He's coming down. He comes down. He pours it out on me. Right. Just give it up tonight.
That's right.
Just bear with me. I'm going over here to 143. I'm going to skip around a little bit. 143, verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my supplication. And thy faithfulness answer me and thy goodness. 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul. I lift up my soul unto thee. What is he doing? He's lifting up his soul to God.
He's just giving it to Him. He's just giving it over what it is. He's just giving it on over to the Lord. That's one thing about old David. He was quick to give thanks to the Lord. I'm telling you, that's what we need to do. We need to give it to Him tonight. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way where I shall walk, for I lift up my soul to thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. The Spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. I'm telling you, if we've given it up to Him, He's leading us to a land of righteousness. But we got to be giving it up. Giving it up. I'm going over here to the New Testament again. Y'all just bear with me. I know I'm getting a little bit lengthy tonight, but go over here to the New. I want to turn with me, turn to Philippians.
Chapter 4.
Philippians 4.
Somebody's found it. Read verse 6 or 7 for
me. Just found it. Anybody? I lost my paper clip. It's taking too long. Verse 6 and 7. See, He's giving it to God. That's exactly what we need to do. We need to give it to God. We need to have us a place where we can give it to Him. So many times I tried, before I got in this last time, I tried to get in church. See, so many times I come in, brother, when this would happen. Now, I will try to come in, brother, not read. Not have a place to pray. But that don't work. So I wasn't giving it to Him. I was still in my own ways. I was saying, yeah, I was saved. But I wasn't bringing forth no fruits to repentance. So many times I tried within myself. But you got to come to a place. You just give it up. You got to give it all to Him. You know, I thank God that I gave it all to Him. That July day of 2002. I gave it all to Him. I don't desire nothing of this world. There's nothing for me to turn back to. I tell you, He delivered me from a life of sin. And I tell you, I just want to keep going forward. I just want to keep getting into the honey, brother, in the honeycomb. It gets sweeter every day. I've been in this way for 10 years. And it gets sweeter every journey, every day of the journey. It's just a little bit sweeter. Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Let me turn over to Hebrews. I got something in Hebrews that I want to bring out. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly. That's giving it up to Him. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I'm telling you, that's what we need to do. And I want to read one note before I go any further. Cause Christ sympathizes with our weakness. This is come boldly unto the throne of grace. With our weakness, He confidently approaches the heavenly throne, knowing that our prayers and petitions are welcome and desired by our heavenly Father. It is called the throne of grace because from it flows God's love, help, mercy, forgiveness, wisdom, spiritual power, spiritual gift, the fruit of the Holy, almost the Holy Ghost, and all that we need in any circumstance. One of the great blessings of salvation is that Christ is now on our high priest and mediator, who opens the way for us to come to the Father with confidence for all areas of need in our lives. We need to be giving it up to Him for all. What I say, for all needs in our lives. It don't matter if it's little or big. He wants all needs of your life to come before Him. To come before Him.
Let's bear with me. You know, Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call unto me and I will answer thee. Yeah, he will answer thee. He shall, Psalms 91:15 says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Psalms 91:16, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And I tell you right there on Isaiah 43:2, he said, when thou passest through the water, he said, I will be with thee, and through the rivers that shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not burn, neither shall the flames kill upon thee. You know the flame they don't come kindle upon the child of God. That reminds me of Shack, me Shack, and Abednego, when the Nebuchadnezzar, they set up that big image. And he said, any time that you hear music, you bow down and you worship this image of gold. And I tell you, some of the king's men, they would have said, hey, Shack, me Shack, and Abednego, they don't bow down to your image. I tell you, he had them old boys brought. And he said, any time you hear music, the sound of cymbals, you bow down. And I tell you, he said, he up the furnace. And I tell you, he threw them old boys headlong into that fiery furnace. And I tell you, King Nebuchadnezzar, he looks and said, did not we throw three men in? He said, who's this fourth man? He looks like the Son of God. And I tell you tonight, he's still in the fire with you.
Yes.
He's still there. Just give it up to him. Just give it up to him.
Oh, yeah.
That now was for free. Just give it up to him. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. This passage greatly encourages the children of God. When we must endure suffering in this life, God will bring good out of it. Out of it all, afflictions, trials, persecution, and suffering. The good that God works is conforming us to the image of Christ and bringing about our glorification. I'm telling you, I don't care what you go through. Just give it up to God. Let him have full control.
Right.
Brother, you want to give me some music tonight? I preach long enough. I can't do it, but I know one that can tonight. We need to get around these altars, and we need to be praying about this message. We just need to just give it up. It could be something little we need to give to him. It could be something big we need to give to him. It could be something we need to give to him before we go in revival. But we need to give it all to God just the same. We need to give it to him. Just give it up. These altars is open. The Lord knows tonight what you're going through. This is on trials. This is on anything you may be going through. We need to give it to God. We need to give it to God.